You know, Jason, this show is constantly irritated by one thing. It does not happen to be a certain person, but it happens to be a certain object that goes to the demise of me, to the demise of Bob, and to the demise of Joe. And that is our one and only vending machine that we have in the building. The vending machine says, establishing connection, and wouldn't take my credit card. So all I have in my wallet is a $5 bill. All I have, the big bucks are not in my wallet. All I have is a $5 bill. So I decide, okay, fine. We didn't have the donuts today, which I was very upset about. I'm going to put in the $5 bill and get some of these nice potato skins to eat so that I have something to eat so that I don't eat nothing until 3 o'clock. So I put in a $5 bill, and I get quarters back, all quarters. I get no $2 bills back. The thing is already $2.50 to get this little bag.
$2.50 for a bag of chips?
For a bag of chips. And all I get back is quarters. So I'll be walking around. You'll be able to hear change swooshing in my pocket the rest of the day. Quarters.
You're
going to
be like Kramer trying to get a calzone.
What if somebody puts a $20 bill in? Does it just deposit all these quarters back? How is there a vending machine that doesn't deposit bills back in return? How do we have that in 2025 where your credit card doesn't work and you don't get bills back in return, just quarters?
All right, so
just so irritating to me.
I've got a 50 in my wallet, not because I'm a big deal, but because I went to the ATM and for some reason it gave me a 50 when I tried to get out like an amount of cash to go pay for something. Like anybody uses a bleeping $50 bill anymore. I should go put that in and see how many quarters I get back.
Please. I just want to see the quarters.
I don't want $50 worth of quarters.
Overflow. I would love to see it. It would have to give you a big jug that you'd have to be able to carry all your quarters.
No, the easy solution, Limits, is to just get that connection established.
You tell the vending machine
it's 2025.
It's been an hour.
I'm not going to talk to the vending machine.
It's been an hour, and the vending machine cannot establish a
connection. There are
enough questions
about my behavior as it is. I don't need to talk to vending machines.
The connection should be somebody opening up the vending machine and us just being able to splurge on whatever we want and take whatever we want. Due to the pain and suffering the vending machine has caused this show throughout the years.
He's fired up, folks. They're all Twix.
I just want to eat, man.
Have you ever seen that Seinfeld episode? I'm quoting it.
No.
All right. Yeah.
That's it.
They go to a car dealership. They get stuck. George is hungry. He's trying to get Twix. He's trying to, and somebody steals his Twix. It's classic. I wish Cook was here. He'd chime in.
You've
we could quote lines.
Vending machines, though, that do give back dollar bills, right?
I don't think so.
No?
No. Vending machines don't give back dollar bills?
Like $1 bills.
No. If you put money in, you're getting quarters back.
Oh, I've seen.
That's why I'm surprised you're surprised that you got quarters back putting in a $5.
I've gotten.
But I mean, I understand the frustration about having to use cash when there should be a card element there.
Maybe I must be talking about a very sophisticated vending machine that I've used before.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of vending machines you had in Baldwin, my man.
Maybe ones that I used on vacation up at Geneva on the Lake that gave $1 bills.
You went to Geneva on the Lake and ate out of a vending machine?
Well, I mean, sometimes you need a snack. Sometimes it's late at night in the hotel and you want a snack, Jason.
Don't you go to the front? Say, put this on room 323?
No.
You go to a vending machine?
Once at a blue moon, yeah.
I don't even do that. They kill you. I'm too cheap to do that.
I typically am too. Like, I only go to the vending machine if I am like desperately in need of something to eat.
It pains me every time going to the front desk if I need to like get a water or something. Usually I'm in a hotel where like I have status. I don't have to pay for a water like a peasant. But if I do, ticks me off.
One
charge
texter,
like $4 for a bottle of water.
One texter says that they've gotten dollar coins but not bills. But another texter says, yes, some modern vending machines can dispense bills as change.
I feel like we have kind of dropped the ball as a society with vending machines, don't you?
Yeah.
We have not evolved. We've gone backwards. They used to be simple. They should be simple. But there should be more things available, readily available in vending machines. Have you ever been to a restaurant with a cigarette vending machine?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Every so often, I'll eat someplace like a dive bar or something like that, and I'll see a cigarette vending machine in the corner. I'm like, whoa.
Texter Limits, at least you got something. I've heard horror stories about an item getting stuck on the way. in the vending machine. That is also true. There have been stories where Joe and I have not been able to receive an item in the vending machine because it gets stuck in the machine. And then Joe complains and has me try to fix it.
All right. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We got it off our chest about the vending machines. They can be frustrating, certainly. Our good friend Limits, at some point, we'll teach him how to pack some snacks. Maybe even graduate the packing of lunch, but be that as it may, fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan's text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, so I wanted to talk about the Pirates in the future. Speaking of not getting what you're paying for or the bang for your buck or being disappointed after the point of sale, or there's some parallel there that I could draw, but it was an interesting day for the Buccos yesterday. A couple different things happened on the prospect front, and I want to go through them and then tell you what that leads me to believe about where they're going. Number one, Bubba Chandler started yesterday for AAA Indy. Don't know if you saw that. 5 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts. Looked really, really good, by the way. Gave up 2 earned, walked 2, threw 15 fastballs at 99+, touched 103 times. Bubba Chandler needs to be here. Maybe that's stating the obvious. I'm not sure. That's like, you know, falling between the couch cushions, to draw another analogy of a bag of chips. I don't know where we're at with that. Back in May, there was a lot of smoke that maybe he would be up here. Super 2 deadline, the second week of June. And now here we are almost in August, and we have not seen Bubba Chandler. And it's not because he hasn't performed, although there was a little lull. Maybe the Pirates are waiting for him to stabilize. But as we talk about things that are important with the Pirates, this is one of them. And not so much this season. I understand this season is lost, but if the Pirates are thinking about 2026 to be good and compete, these are important innings for Bubba Chandler to get nailed down. Also, every start that he makes in AAA is a start that he doesn't make in the big leagues. So I don't understand why we're continuing along this trajectory. And maybe the switch that needs to flip is the trade deadline. You trade Andrew Heaney, but there are other guys competing for these spots. And that takes me to something else that happened with the Pirates. Johan Oviedo started yesterday for AA Altoona. The curve won 5-2. Oviedo gave them 5 innings of 1-run ball. Was very good. Couple strikeouts. Retired 13 of the final 15 he faced. It was his first win since September 2023. His fastball was in the mid-90s. Got up to 97. Threw just 63 pitches in those 5 innings. Here's the thing about Johan Oviedo. He should be a part of this rotation. He should be a building block. Remember late 2023? I know that's when he hurt his elbow and got Tommy John. 4.31 ERA that season. Late, I remember being in Kansas City when he threw the complete game 2-hitter. In Atlanta when he challenged Ronald Acuna Jr. I mean, this was a guy who was a guy. He was going to be a part of this thing. I want Johan Oviedo to be a part of this rotation. I don't think he's a reliever. I'm not giving up on that. I don't even want him to be a swing guy. I think he's somebody who can be a horse in their rotation. He's got to get back up here. I understand his trajectory is different than Bubba Chandler because of the injury. Dealt with the right lat strain in spring. Had Tommy John again before that. So he's had some reasons for his delayed progress. Hasn't started in the big since that 2023 season. But again, if you talk about the switch flipping and when there's going to be a rotation spot available for Bubba Chandler, you also need to find a way to get Johan Oviedo up here. I think the Pirates are kind of spinning their wheels. Some of it self-inflicted, some of it not. But, I mean, those are important pieces of the puzzle for what the Pirates are doing to get those guys here. All right, second point is a little bit more prospect-related, including one guy who's not going to be a Pirates prospect. The first one, good news. Connor Griffin moved up to the number one spot in MLB Pipeline's prospect rankings. How about that? So the Pirates have number one and number five. Best overall prospect and the best pitching prospect, I believe. One of the best. I got to double check that in Bubba Chandler. Very interesting. Connor Griffin having just an absolutely fantastic season, hitting .331 and .924 OPS. Started his trajectory, get this, started at number 43, up to 13 by July, and now at number one, at the ripe old age of 19 years, 3 months. He's the second youngest to ascend to the number one spot behind Wander Franco in 2019. That's the level of prospect that we're talking about with Connor Griffin. It's fair to criticize the Pirates about a lot of things. I do, happens on this show. Absolutely no problem with it. Connor Griffin is not among those. Really, really good. Now, what's baffling to me is I can look at Connor Griffin, I can look at Bubba Chandler, two very good prospects, a lot of excitement. And are you going to get excited about the future of the Pirates? Is that going to be a conversation that goes well? If I say, here, look at these two guys, look at what they have, the cavalry's coming, you're probably going to laugh me out of the room. It's a weird spot to be in as a franchise. And the second thing is kind of the negative of that. Angel Cervantes, it's either Angel or Angel, I can't remember, but his pitcher the Pirates took in the second round at this most recent draft, announced yesterday he would attend UCLA instead of signing with them. Very good right-handed pitcher. He's young. He won't turn 18 until August 21st. It was the 50th overall pick. So the Pirates are not going to get this guy. They're not going to get their second-round pick under contract, theoretically. Now, the deadline is Monday at 5 p.m. He doesn't have to. This theoretically could be some sort of ploy. Maybe he's trying to leverage the Pirates for an above-slot bonus. I get that. The slot value for the 50th overall pick, it's nearly $2 million. It's $1,934,700 if we're going to be exact. But this is a move, if you're the Pirates, cannot, under any circumstances, happen. It can't, especially, and I don't think this is what the Pirates expected. This is why I'm thinking maybe this is strategy. Maybe there's something else involved here. I'm not sure. So they take Seth Hernandez, a right-hander, at number six overall. He's a high school pitcher. Absolutely no problem with the pick. They sign him to 7.25. That's under slot. They're saving money on that pick, theoretically, you would think, to apply it to Cervantes. And now he's going to go to college. Not only are you missing out on a prospect for this year, they're also going to lose $1.93 million toward their bonus pool for next year's draft. Now, they'll get a compensation pick for not signing him. That helps. But when you talk about building through the draft and the way the MLB draft works, again, if you're not aware, it is much different than the NFL draft, even the NFL or NBA or NHL. Right, so you're thinking about drafting these kids. A lot of times you're drafting them based on signability, what you expect them to do, what their number is going to be. And so you're taking a chance on a high school kid in the second round. You better believe that you have the money to sign him and that you're going to be able to convince him to sign if the money is there. Him not signing, for whatever reason, it's a pretty big problem. It's a pretty big problem because it's a giant hole in the talent you're supposed to accumulate, as well as the penalty that you end up incurring. I don't like that for the Pirates. And again, you can, as we're sort of building out a portfolio of Ben Cherington and what he's done and what he hasn't done, and I understand you'll look at it and say he hasn't been very good, and I agree with you, and I've said all those things. I don't think he should have a job right now. So this is not a defense of Ben Cherington. But the fact of the matter is that he has not been fired. So theoretically, Bob Nutting could still be evaluating what Ben Cherington is doing. Maybe if there's one small part of Pirates owner Bob Nutting's brain thinking about, maybe I should try to retain Cherington. I don't know. That ship should have sailed with this. My goodness. I mean, there have been greater offenses, certainly. Fixing the offense or the inability to fix the offense, very, very bad. Can't happen. The Pirates, what they're tracking toward with the win total this year, horrendous. No, absolutely not. Sticking with Derek Shelton for as long as they did, fireable offense, the lack of development, all of that. I would even argue, on balance, the amount of talent that the Pirates have procured from the MLB draft, it's not enough. Now, you can point to Paul Skenes, Connor Griffin. I mean, those are good things. I'm good with the Seth Hernandez pick. I think you can say top end, they've actually done an okay job. It's kind of a nuanced discussion, but have they got enough? Has the volume been there? No, it hasn't. It really hasn't. And Nick Gonzalez might be an everyday player. Might. Carmen Majinski's a reliever. That's basically your 2020 draft. Well, along with Jared Jones. He's hurt right now, of course. Henry Davis, it doesn't look good. Bubba Chandler is going to be in the mix. We haven't seen anything. You'd like to think that he's there again. There's top end. You know, at the end of it, I do think it's worth worse Charrington, if you look at his trades, team building, decisions to fix the offense, all that stuff. Like, those are certainly worse offenses than what he's done in the MLB draft. But as we sit here today on July 25th, I'd argue that he still hasn't gotten enough. You've got Paul Skeens, but you also have a guy like that sitting staring you at the face at 1-1. I'm not sure that was any sort of advanced decision making. Connor Griffin hasn't panned out. Bubba Chandler hasn't panned out. Now, you and I both probably think that they will, and that's great. Henry Davis at 1-1. I'm not seeing it. I want to see it. A little later on in a Pirates discussion, I want to talk about Henry Davis and the rest of this season. What the lineup looks like, what we should see out of Henry Davis the rest of the way, because I do think that's an important element. We can talk about O'Neill Cruz, Mitch Keller, David Bednar, Dennis Santana, trades the Pirates should make. I'm against all of those, by the way. I've explained why. I'll do it again today. I don't think they're going to happen. I've also been adamant about that. I want to wade into some trades that I do think are going to happen. I don't think any of them are going to produce sparkly return, but the Pirates on the other side of the deadline are going to have some important holes to fill. They're going to have shortstop reps available. I would imagine Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is on the move. Third base is certainly a place that I've circled. I think it could be interesting if they decide to move on from Ke'Bryan Hayes. I wouldn't close the door on that. Tommy Pham, if he fetches something, there will be a need in the bullpen with Caleb Ferguson. Andrew Heaney is all but gone. It's going to be a much different team in August and September for the Pirates. We'll talk about that and much more here in a little bit. I want to remind you, too, the Bechtold Breakdown is coming up at 12:30. Any good teases, my man?
Yes, Jason. We have a lot of interesting things on what Aaron Rodgers had to say on his relationship with DK Metcalf, working with the tight ends. Plus, we'll dive into a little of a potpourri of Mike Tomlin and his comments on some of the things going on defense.
I love it. We'll get into that at 12:30 once again. It is 12:20, though, right now. It's time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. You can get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Are you headed up to camp? Going up camp? Cool off with an old ice-cold Miller Lite and meet Donnie Football. He'll be broadcasting from Sharky's on July 30th from 6 to 10. Training camp coverage on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Miller Lite. So my six-year-old likes saying Miller Lite.
And exaggerating the lie.
And exaggerating the lie. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing that my six-year-old knows Miller Lite, but...
probably not great.
We'll be... he's not drinking them. He's just saying it. We'll go to a restaurant. He'll be like, Dad, do you want a Miller Lite? You want a Miller Lite? I'm like, nah, Ted, I'm good. I'm going to the Miller Lite. Or I'll order one. And I'll say, I'll have a Miller Lite.
What reactions do you get when you say that to the waiter or the waitress?
I don't have the guts to do it.
No. You just think about it, but ultimately stays in your mind.
I will just say, I'll have a Miller Lite or I'll order something else, depending.